The Salopian Mixture with Michaela Wilde and Simon Berry, bringing you Shropshire's best new music.
Hello, welcome to the Salopian Mixtape. This is part two of our little special reflecting back on the last 14 weeks of incredible music since we launched this podcast. I'm Michaela Wilde.
And I'm Simon Berry, and we are again in the surround of Alberton Co. Frankville in Frankwell in Shrewsbury, which is of course a Albert Shed conglomerate venue. So it's a thank you from us to Albert Shed for letting us crash one of their venues yet again.
Although we have made it a bit of a mission to make our way around various music businesses over the last however many weeks. It is a commitment that we will continue to make, and after this part two special we are going to have a bit of a break of a few weeks whilst we work on a few other bits and pieces that we are going to be putting in place for the podcast. So watch this space.
Exactly. But in order to look back at the hello bus to look back at the previous 14 weeks worth of music that we have imbibed upon you, we are going to make sure that you hear the best of the best of the best. So we've already played you 7 weeks worth of brilliant music on the last episode. If you didn't hear that, you can go back and listen to all of them anywhere that you listen to podcasts.
Subscribe, like,
review, all of that stuff. But we're going to play you the second half of this season of the Salopian Mixtape, and we're going to kick off in some style by a wonderful artist by the name of Becky Peters.
I knew from the start, from the day you met, he'd be the only one you'd take out the time for. I was so glad and happy for you. Spent days and nights listening to you, just doing what friends do. Something changed between us. You faded me out. Now it has all changed. It will never be the same. We're perfect strangers, strangers, strangers. I used to know you, there ain't nothing we ain't been through. Now you finally found someone new. Is this worth holding on to? Hope he sticks around on the days when your heart has been broken. When you come down from the highs and emotions, it's like you forget all your friends when you find love. You never call me back like you said you would. See you on the gram and looks like life is good. You never take time to check up on me. Have you forgot our memories? It's cool, I'm good. I used to know you, there ain't nothing we ain't been through. Now you finally found someone new. Is this worth holding on to? Hope it sticks around on the days when your heart has been broken. When you come down from the highs and emotions, it's like you forget all your friends when you find love.
Love, 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 love.
When you find love.
Love, 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 love.
Hope it sticks around on the days when your heart has been broken. When you come down from the highs and emotions, it's like you forget all your friends when you find them. Burning all your bridges, they're falling. My door won't be wide open. This is the path you've chosen. Hope it sticks around on the days when your heart has been broken. When you come down from the highs and emotions, it's like you forget all your friends when you find love. When you find
love, 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 love.
Hope he sticks around on the days when your heart has been broken. When you come down from the highs and emotions, It's like you forget all your friends when you find love.
17-year-old singer-songwriter Becky Peters, it's When You Find Love. She is from Bridgnorth. My goodness me, she is ridiculously talented. I absolutely love, love, love her voice. She has done all sorts already in her, like, what is a relatively short career so far with her music. She appeared on The Voice Kids in 2021, and she has supported a sellout gig for Go West.
Wow. That's pretty good going. Because,
yeah.
I mean, bear in mind, Michaela did say it quite quickly, 17.
Yeah, 17.
That's very impressive. And we've met her as well. She came and said hello to us at the Shropshire Music Awards last year. Lovely meeting her, and just very down to earth and sort of unassuming, but wonderful. And so we can only... I mean, that is what she's been creating at the age of 17. We can only imagine what she's going to be sounding like a year from now.
Absolutely. She's inspired by the likes of Olivia Rodrigo, Oasis, Bieber Doobie and Ellie Goulding. I just absolutely adore her voice, and I think her songwriting is great to have something that is so heartfelt and so insightful, which is kind of clearly about kind of navigating friendships at, you know, in the late teens. I think it's quite nice to hear that perspective, isn't it? It's not something that you hear very often in songwriting. So absolutely loving her work. Can't wait to hear more from the fabulous Becky Peters. She went to the salopianmixtape.com to send us her music, didn't she?
It's very true. She did. She went and clicked on upload your music, which is something that you can do, or something that people you know who are making music and don't yet have their music played on the Salopian Mixtape can go and upload music. You can tell us all about yourself. Tell us a fun fact about you. Tell us the inspiration behind the music that you are making, and also tell us where you're playing next. Always important to know where local artists are playing in the locality so that you can go and support them in the flesh.
Absolutely. And a band that went to that website to send us their music are a band who, in one of their fun facts, said that they like bags made of straw. They are a band who are straight out of Telford College. They performed at the Shropshire Music Awards. They've done it a couple of years running. They're making great music. This was the first tune that we'd ever played from them.
Yeah.
Back a number of episodes ago. It's called Ring Size, and they are Coffee.
My love so explosive, waiting for the time that you tried to ignite, and all I've done was right. My life, in case you notice, isn't going right, but I still cared enough to know your anxiety. I felt the need to lie. I don't need your heart on my mind, 'cause I want my life to be a man of mine. I know that you're still passing by, best you'll ever have. I'll never get back all the time that's passed now, but I learned to live without. I don't need you,
That was Ringsize by Coffee. They are Cameron, Casey, Hayden and Dagan, and they are from Telford, loving bags of straw. And we love all of the fun facts that they have imparted upon us over the course of the last, 3.5 months, 4 months or so, which is why we are here. We are looking back at the best bits, the best music that has been submitted to the Salopian mixtape over the course of the beginning, the birth of this podcast.
The Salopian mixtape with Michaela Wild and Simon Berry.
Hey kids, you're waking up. This is not a dream, it's time to step around. Now you can't believe, no matter where you go, show them what you got. Come on, let's make it up. You know that we won't make it stop. Kick down the door, kick for the day. Get out of my way, get out of my way. Kick down the door, kick for the day. Get out of my way, get out of my way. It's when you feel on top, nothing in your way. You got, come on, let's make it up. You know that we won't make it stop. Kick down the door, kick for the day. Get out of my way, get out of my way. Kick down the door, kick for the day. Get out of my way.
Was Black Bear Kiss on the Salopian mixtape. It's called King for a Day. This band are absolutely fabulous. They are Colin, John and two guys called Chris.
Oh, I love that they've got two guys called Chris. Chris Leedsinger is from Shrewsbury and Chris, the drummer, once drove a tank through Whitchurch. There we go. Fun fact about Black Bear Kiss. Such a cool band. They've been going for ages and making great music and been going and performing at all sorts of different venues and festivals over the years, and they have said that they've got a new exciting collaboration for a new song with someone we might know.
That sounds good, doesn't it? Is that you?
It might be me. Which one of us?
Be you.
Which one of us is the singer? It's not me, by the way.
I might have done a bit of recording with Black Bear Kiss. Had a brilliant time. We shall hear that at some point, hopefully. I don't know when that's happening, but it's exciting.
But they're a great bunch of lads and really, really wonderful professional musicians, and got real heart to them. I can never be unhappy with Black Bear Kiss.
And if you loved that after hearing it, you can actually catch them. They're performing live at the Malt House on the 5th of April in Ironbridge. They are a band with so much energy. We've seen them perform live before, and Chris in particular, frontman on stage, is all over the place on stage in the best possible way. He's got real charisma. The lights go on, the music starts playing, and it's like it's go time, and he just absolutely gets into the zone. He is a born performer, I would say.
I love that, because it's got to be, you can't just sort of pussyfoot around and go, oh, should I be the front person. No, you got to go full bore and go crazy, and that's exactly what they do. So go and check them out at the Malt House in Ironbridge on the 5th of April.
Get your music heard at the salopiummixtape.com.
Okay, so we said earlier on, so Adele have pretty much been bullied all her life, really, and she's not seeking any, you know, it's just that we wrote this song. The song is called Scars, and it's about really saying that, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And Adele's chosen to kind of go, do you know what? It happened to me, but I'm not giving in to it. I'm going to get up and start again. It's called Scars.
Thank you very much.
Bringing you Shropshire's best new music. The Salopian Mixtape.
I've got an album coming out at midnight. I'm pretty excited about it. This is another one of the songs. They're all off it. They're all off it. There's no old stuff or anything that you know. This one's called Crash Landing. I'm in love with a version of you, but I don't know where she came from. Every time we get close, it's true, all I know comes undone. And when our eyes meet across the room, I remember lying next to you. The situation just feels so wrong, but I can't just let it go. Bring me back to her, 'cause I need a crash landing. Tell me what I'm worth, 'cause we're all worth something. And I don't wanna end this now, but I don't see it working out. Should be easy to let go when you're holding on to nothing. Ooh. Are you in love with a version of me that's there when you're dreaming? Or are we really meant to be? Or should I stop believing? 'Cause they'll hurt if this thing gets out, and we'll hurt if it doesn't. The situation just feels so wrong, but I can't just let it go. Bring me back to hell, 'cause I need a crash landing. What it feels like breaking rules means breaking hearts. Are we together or are we apart? Bring me back to love, 'cause I need a crash landing. Tell me what I'm worth, 'cause we're all worth something. And I don't wanna end this now, but I don't see it working out. Should be easy to let go. Should be easy to let go.
Thanks a lot.
The Salopian Mixtape. Michaela Wilde and Simon Berry.
I don't wanna make mistakes again. Live a little reckless, dear. Get locked at my apartment block. Forget to pay the bills all year. I don't wanna taste the sweetest stuff. Be around the cooler crowd. Nothing here is ever loud enough. I'm begging you to let me out. Got ambition, it's a pity. I'd be better in the city.
Salopian mixtape. I'm Michaela Wilde and I've got Simon Barry right in front of me. We are at looking quite frightened that I said that like that.
You said, make it sound like I'm very imposing.
Yeah, he's a reasonable distance away. Albert and Co. Frankville.
He did a really nervous laugh then as well, like I'm threatening. I'm not, I promise.
Well, it's quite funny. In a second I'm going to tell you the name of the song you've just listened to and it's going to
I've just seen that as well, yes.
We are celebrating brilliant music we've been playing over the last few weeks since launching this podcast. This is the second half of a bit of a special where we've highlighted some of the very best music that we've already played. And we're going to take a break for a few weeks and then we're going to come back with more music and more opportunities for all artists that go to theslopianmixtape.com. That was Meg Chandler and her tune, Let Me Out.
I promise Michaela is not crying for help. I promise. She's just nervously laughing, terrified that I'm in front of her and saying, let me out. But no, seriously, that was a brilliant song by Meg Chandler. I was desperate to include Meg in our best of the best because she's one of those artists that I don't dislike anything that she's ever made. Like, I absolutely love it, in fact. I am a fan of Meg Chandler's and making brilliant music at the age of 23, straight out of Church Stretton, out of the Stretton Hills. I love that. And that's what I love about Shropshire as well. You get so many different areas of the county that are so different, even just topographically, that it's just it's nice that we've got just a great variety of artists right across the county making music. It's a joy to behold.
She's come from a musical background because, well, her brother is also a songwriter and performer, Joe Chandler. We've loved his music over the years. She's been working alongside a production duo called Soap and has recently signed to an independent record label in Manchester called Fear as well. So I really do think that Meg Chandler is on the cusp of brilliant things happening for her, which are absolutely well deserved. She is so so talented. Her voice is spectacular and her songwriting is just wonderful. I know she's also a big supporter, much like we mentioned this earlier about Gracia, she's a big supporter of the local scene. I know that she's a big fan of like Nivella and that she'll be out at various gigs and stuff locally as well, as and when she's around. We spotted her at the Music Awards and
I'd love to see a lineup with Nivella. Oh, I think we've just found out that the police would like that lineup as well. They're like, now we're going to go and sort that out. With Nivella and Meg Chandler on.
I think that absolutely is something that could happen.
I mean, peas in a pod. I think I want to hear, I also want to hear some collaborations as well.
Yeah. That would be amazing. So loads of brilliant music this week. This is a special episode where we're bringing you an eclectic mix of the very best of the best. And this had to be one of my favourite things we've played full stop, actually, this next tune, of the whole time we've been doing this podcast, because I'd never heard anything from this band before. I pressed play on this song, started listening to it, and immediately messaged Simon Berry and was like, you are gonna love this. They are the Sunset Limited. This tune is absolutely awesome. They're going to be performing fairly soon in a few weeks' time at the Yorkshire House in Shrewsbury. So listen to this, see if you like it, and then you can head along and watch them play.
Deadbeat by the Sunset Limited here on the Salopian Mixtape with Michaela Wild and Simon Berry. The Sunset Limited are Chet, John and Adam, three-piece who have a passion for playing hard-hitting dynamic / energetic / melodic rock music, which I think you can probably agree Deadbeat just checks all of those boxes. And their fun fact that they have imparted to us when they've gone to thesalopianmixtape.com is they've said, we were chosen to support touring acts like Sick Joy and Jamie Lemmon in 2023, which is super cool. And Jamie Lemmon, frontman from Reuben back in the day, which is like, that is one of my favourite bands back in the day.
Ditto.
Like early 2000s. It's like, was it Race Car Is Race Car Backwards? Is that the name of, or am I thinking of something else? Mikhail is actually going to look it up. But it was a wonderful like time to be alive, and you can hear those influences on the brilliant music by the Sunset Limited.
I feel like a little behind the scenes here. We absolutely stopped what we were doing and spent like the last 15, 20 minutes scrolling through, because I went down a bit of a rabbit hole of Hell Is For Heroes is the other band that were around about the same sort of era that I had a lot of time for. And I've just kind of half listened to about 15 different songs and gone, I'm going to listen to this later.
And 100 Reasons as well is another band, which was actually first gig I ever went to, like proper gig, was 100 Reasons, supported by Biffy Clyro.
Got very excited. I'm going to go off on a slight tangent.
Okay, great.
I got very excited. So I many years ago went to see Biffy when they did like a special run of gigs where they played some of their like entire albums.
Yeah.
For that, so they did one night was this album, the next night was this album, whatever. They released something, so they're doing the same thing again, and it's like it's the classic like first three albums that they're revisiting. And I messaged my brother going, have you seen this? Hoping that he'd bite. He's not bitten to it. And I'm just wondering if I can go and watch them on my own. I might.
Yeah, might as well.
Pick the one that's my favourite. Travel somewhere probably quite far away.
Travel 4.5 hours to get there. And then travel 4.5 hours back to get up super early in the morning.
I do think that they're not that last time they were doing that run of gigs in Glasgow, because I can't remember what the name of the place is, but wherever they were playing, which was brilliant, it was a relatively small venue for a band of that size. It was a nostalgic thing for them because it was like their local big music venue. But I think they're doing some sort of touring with it. Anyway, watch this space. I'm probably just going to buy tickets and go on my own.
Amazing.
Do you want to babysit? Are you?
I'd rather come with you, to be honest.
Okay, all right then.
That was an insight into, like, for fans of the Sunset Limited.
Yeah.
We are fans of the Sunset Limited, and we just
you can tell why we like them so much.
Massive tangent back into late teen years then. You are listening to the Salopian Mixtape with Simon Berry and Mikhaela Wild, bringing you the finest music that we have been sent over the course of the last 14 or so weeks of the inception of this here podcast.
We had to include this chap because his voice is across every single episode that we bring out there.
Bringing you Shropshire's best new music, the Salopian Mixtape.
It is the wonderful Matthew Doyle, also known as
Ease the Artist.
Who's almost my next door neighbour. I mean, I have to go out and around the houses to
You could throw apples from your back garden and hit his house, couldn't you?
I could literally like kick a football and get it in his garden.
Amazing. Can we do that?
Can we do that at some point? No, we can do. Don't tell him we're going to.
Okay, he'll never know about it.
I think he does listen. He's making such brilliant music. He is an artist who has... he's got such kind of power, such speed in his vocal, like a bit of swag and attitude about him as well that is just something that you cannot teach. It is just like... intrinsically in his DNA, and I think he's got that little star quality.
Yeah, exactly. And I have known him for years and years. I remember him being a little mate for year seven when we went to the same secondary school, and he stood out as somebody who could talk. and it's only right, therefore, he is now a brilliant rapper. And you were saying about the speed at which he raps as well, the precision that he does it. I mean, you listen to my voice, and even at this speed, you're like, that's not precise, Simon. Work on your enunciation, will you? but he is so very good. So this is a song that he has done featuring Do Work. It's called Soul Searching.
Yeah.
You've been the law, you've been the law. I know, I
flowing, they glowing red. And boots be bad, but who the laces that go again? To keep it moving, make it moving, I just shoot to the future. Time to shoot the grandkids away from computers. I be that message like a leopard, it never changed. Mind thinking colors, the mouth move the pain. I talk it like I walk it, it's too plain. Spit it like I skip it, got me feel away. Run it like I gone it, living in this place. And I've been soul searching. I took a grip and flip a new leaf for these soul workings. And this ain't perfect, it's the same surface. But the script be flipped, now I dip in my old 30s. And our buddy, this a different me. Killing spree, everything I breathe be the grease of bubble furnace. This ain't a space to burn it. You in my way, you fold. And take my place and ride my wave on a way to get my gold. Target locked, no heroics is coming. Blow it up to smithereens, summer please. I've been living dreams when I sleep. Time to grow it wings, make it breathe. Time to match the canvas. The formulation critical, the finish ain't average. This is perfect pocket to polish, to top off the knowledge. Ain't a hungrier stomach to stumble upon it, I promise. Swear down like I lay a cuff. Beat them hands down like I lay a cross. Zip it up like I layered up. We all day, sunrise, set it off. Wear down like I lay a cup. Beat them hands down like I lay a cross. There's no play like I'm telling off. Launch it, sun sky, set it off. And this is ease. And do work. Listen, launch it, on fire, set it off.
That was the sunshine that we absolutely needed. I just love that. Easy Artist Soul Searching featuring Do Work. When we played this the other week, it was because we are throwing back to picking a tune from each podcast from each week over the last 14 weeks. This is part two. If you missed part one, listen back to the other one. You can do that if you fancy, wherever you get hold of your podcast. But when we played this before, when I first heard it, I was like, what song is it reminding me of? What's and I kept singing it, didn't I? I was like just singing it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Kanye.
Yeah. It's got to be. And it is just, it gives all of those vibes. I just absolutely love this. Ease the Artist has had an incredible couple of years, really. And I think things keep on building in the right direction for him. And I do think it's going to hit a point where, you know, I mean, he's already had some incredible places. His music's been played on like massive campaigns for the NFL. He's been on adverts for things.
For like BMW and stuff. Yeah. Cause it was a launch for a BMW, like electric bikes and cars and stuff. And it was like a big sort of big thing. It was like a full on, there's a premiere thing.
Yeah.
And his music was the music for the trailer. And it was like, well, this is very cool indeed. So he's already had a lot of success. It's going to get better.
Yeah. I think it's just at the moment he's doing really well in his music being used on stuff. It's just going to be that one moment where it's going to switch over.
Tips the balance to being. Everyone knows he's the artist. I hope so. I absolutely hope so. And that's what
then
I...
Then we can invite people around to my back garden to throw stuff in his garden.
Exactly, yeah. And I can like say to people, yeah, you know, oh yeah, you like he's the artist. I've lobbed an apple at his house. So that's what I aspire to.
I'm just going to say for legal reasons, if at any point there's any issues with any of his windows, we haven't actually been throwing anything. It's not us.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet.
No. You are listening to the Salopian Mixtape with Michaela Wild and Simon Berry. Yeah, we got one more to play for you. Realise, though, that this one we've not actually played for you before. So this is a brand new song for you. This is, for me, this is an indicator of the level of quality and depth of brilliance that we have in the county, in that we were sent this a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, and we haven't got around to playing it yet, and it's really frustrating because there's so many different brilliant artists that we want to feature as well. We have played them on the podcast before, and they are, of course, Neve Turley Moon and Joshua Cook.
Joshua Cook and Neve Turley Moon, they are a sensational collaboration. Neve Turley Moon's currently living in Liverpool, I believe, still. But she was based in Telford before that. Joshua Cook is a fabulous producer from Telford. I love
Rockadine Wood.
Yeah,
let's be precise.
I love the Salopian like talent pooling together and collaborating to make something wonderful. It's not the first time that these two have collaborated with one another before. It seems to be a winning combination, and Joshua Cook is somebody who has been making music for ages and just never disappoints. He knows how to craft brilliant dance music that hooks you in, like draws you closer, and then surprises you when it needs to as well.
Yeah, it reminds me, I will give you an analogy. When me and my girlfriend were in South America, we were working at an animal rescue center, and there were capuchin monkeys, and there was one particularly naughty capuchin monkey who would find it very funny to try and grab you through the bars. And because, I mean, capuchin monkeys, they're not that big, maybe a foot tall, not massively big. But I remember this one monkey grabbed my girlfriend's collar, pulled her in towards the cage, and then with the other hand, smacked her around the head. Which is what I think Josh Cook's music does. It grabs you with one hand, smacks you around the head with the other, and it makes you go, this is wonderful. It is enriching my life. There we go. How's that for an analogy?
That was unexpected.
You're very welcome.
Wow.
Yeah, but What I love about Josh Crook as well is that he's 23 now, been hearing his music over the course of the last few years, and I do hear the progression. I hear like the increase in the knowledge of production, and it just keeps on growing, and I love that. I love hearing the progression in artists, and that's one of the reasons why we love doing this, the Salopian Mixtape.
The Salopian Mixtape with Michaela Wild and Simon Berry.
You have been listening to the Salopian Mixtape with me, Michaela Wild.
And me, Simon Berry, and this has been a best of the best of the Salopian Mixtape over the course.
So far.
It's going to continue. We're going to take a little bit of a break, and then we're going to come back with a vengeance, and it's going to be really cool. We're going to play so much brilliant music being created by Shropshire musicians. If you are a Shropshire artist, go to thesalopianmixtape.com. Send your music now so it's ready and waiting and warm for us for when we return.
We do hope to come back after this little break with exciting stuff to be able to tell you about things that we're going to be doing moving forward. We've thoroughly enjoyed the last 14, well, it's actually been like 16 weeks now if you include this, worth of weeks of music that's been coming through, talking about your fabulous music. And if you're somebody that's listened to a number of these episodes, sharing those tunes with you, I hope you have found an artist or two that you didn't know of before that you've become a bit of a fan of.
I mean, that's what we've done.
Yeah.
Personally, we've done that. We've become fans of these artists, and the fact that they are making music on our doorstep here in Shropshire just makes me very, very happy. You could probably bump into them in the street. It's brilliant.
So if you're making great music, if you know someone else who is, point yourself or point them to thesalopianmixtape.com. Send your music our way, and I promise you, we will listen to everything. And if you've sent something in to us already and we haven't played it yet, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're not going to. We have had so much music. And the other joyous thing about this podcast is that we are trying to provide an eclectic mix of music each week. So it might just be we haven't played you yet because within the balance of what we're doing, it hasn't quite found its place to sit, but it will at some point. So
yeah.
Do not fear.
Because sometimes we have had to go, these two a little bit too similar. So we want to keep it standing out. So don't take any sort of disheartening mention of anything, because we listen to everything. There's plans for everything. Oh, yeah. Sounds very nefarious, but we will get round to it. Don't worry.
So keep an eye across all of your social platforms. Have a look for the Slope Mixtape across all platforms. As you've said before on this podcast, Simon, good ones and bad ones.
And the bad ones as well.
Any ones that you can find. And keep your eye on the website as well, slopemixtape.com.
The Salopian Mixtape with Simon Berry and Michaela Wild. Bringing you Shropshire's best new music. You can get your music heard at thesalopianmixtape.com.